It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden on Thursday asked Congress for $33 billion in military, humanitarian, and economic aid to Ukraine as Russia's invasion is now on its third month and Russian forces intensify their offensive in eastern Ukraine. The package, which would include more than $20 billion in military and security assistance, is bigger than many nations' annual defense budget and the largest funding proposal for Ukraine since the war began. The Biden administration had already announced $800 million in artillery, armed drones, and other weapons for Ukraine, and they're also asking for new authority to rapidly transfer arms to Ukraine from the Pentagon's arsenal. The president's saying it's not cheap, but caving to aggression is going to be more costly. Meanwhile, attacks by Russia are ramping up. They hit Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, with 5 cruise missiles on Thursday, killing at least one person and injuring several others in the most intense attack on the city since Russian forces retreated from the area about 2 weeks ago. The shelling occurred an hour after President Zelensky held a news conference with the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who called Ukraine under Russia's invasion, quote, an epicenter of unbearable heartache and pain. In related news, Germany has reportedly finally dropped its opposition to banning Russian oil imports coming into the EU, which is paving the way now for a full ban. Russia would still account for about 40% of the EU's natural gas imports. Meanwhile, Ukraine laid out its first specific accusations of war crimes committed by Russian troops, accusing 10 soldiers of the torture and murder of civilians in the town of Bucha. Sources say Putin wants to overtake that strategic region in time for the country's May 9th Victory Day celebration, which marks the defeat of Nazi Germany in Europe in 1945. Hey, Vlad, these aren't Germans. They're Ukrainians. And it's not 1945, it's 2022. Stop it already. Like he's listening. Well, economic news delivered Thursday certainly wasn't good, but it wasn't horrible either. The U.S. economy did shrink by 1.4% in the first quarter of 2022, the first such retreat since early in the pandemic. About 0.8% of the slide stemmed from decisions by businesses to buy goods aggressively before the 2021 holiday shopping season so they wouldn't get caught short by supply shortages during the winter coronavirus surge. It turned out to be unnecessary and obviously costly. Economists said the slowdown was unlikely to build into a recession because economic fundamentals remained strong despite high inflation, the war in Ukraine, and ongoing pandemic worries. Rising wages have resulted in strong consumer spending, and companies were able to make big investments thanks to higher profits. So see, you got to take the bad along with the good. Moderna has now formally requested emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 6 months to 6 years. That would make it the first shot available for children under the age of 5. Already, roughly 13 million cases of COVID-19 have been reported in those aged 18 and younger. In the U.S., the 7-day rolling average of newly reported cases is just above 52,000 per day. Meanwhile, residents in Beijing began taking mandatory COVID-19 tests as a rising number of cases have invoked fears of a Shanghai-like lockdown there. So, 16 states, Washington, D.C., and some environmental activist groups have all filed lawsuits seeking to block the U.S. Postal Service from buying 148,000 gas-powered delivery trucks over the next 10 years. The Postal Service, still inexplicably headed by Louis DeJoy, resisted pressure to replenish its fleet with electric vehicles, as prescribed in new rules from the Biden administration to reduce the federal government's carbon emissions in the name of fighting climate change. Suits by the state attorneys general, Earth Justice, and the National Resources Defense Council argue that the Postal Service relied on bad calculations to defend the decision to buy trucks getting 8.6 miles to the gallon, barely more than its current 30-year-old vehicle fleet. A2 Oklahoma, the Oklahoma House on Thursday approved a Texas-style proposal to ban abortion at about 6 weeks into a pregnancy, before most women even realize they're pregnant. The vote in the Republican-controlled chamber was 68-12. The bill now goes to the Republican governor, Kevin Stitt, who is expected to sign it. It would take effect immediately. But Planned Parenthood has filed a new challenge to this law and a near total abortion ban that Stitt has already signed. These measures are the latest restrictions passed in Republican-led states, defying longstanding Supreme Court precedents protecting women's right to an abortion up to fetal viability at about 24 weeks. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.